So today we are reading Norman Bridwell's Clifford's Christmas. And this is about Clifford the Big Red Dog. And it is read today by Mommy and...
The Stuffy Mountain.
The Stuffy Mountain?
From Octonauts.
From Octonauts. Oh, Mystery's reading. All right. I like that. Stuffy Mountain. And Mommy, bring
Stuffy
to you.
Sea Mountain.
Okay.
Sea Mountain.
I like that we're holding on to that. That's a good one. Okay, here we go.
It's very sleepy.
Hi, I'm Emily Elizabeth. This is my dog, Clifford. Guess what holiday it is?
Sleep day.
You think so? Let's see.
We started celebrating Christmas on Thanksgiving. Last year, we went to the Thanksgiving Day Parade. Clifford loved the big balloons. At the end of the parade, Santa Claus came to town, and the Christmas season had begun.
We saw a parade with Santa, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Soon it started to snow. My friend and I made a snowman. Clifford made one too.
Something tells me that Clifford's snowman is going to be a big giant dog. And is it? Yep.
Later we went to play, we went to the pond to play ice hockey. We were having a great time until...
Uh-oh.
Clifford.
What do you think happened?
He broke the ice.
We decided that Clifford shouldn't play ice hockey anymore.
Because, okay, so when ice freezes, really only the top part of the ice is what freezes. What's underneath that is still water. But if you put too much weight, heavy stuff, on top of the ice, it can crack and then break, and then you fall through. And that can be very dangerous. So it's a good thing they decided to not let Clifford join them for ice skating, because he breaks the ice, because he's so big and heavy. Okay.
Christmas was getting closer and closer. We counted the days.
Do you know a fun way to count the days to Christmas is to use an advent calendar? We have an advent calendar, don't we?
Yeah. Or an Alexa.
Or you could use your Alexa. If you have any digital devices, they can also assist you. It's true.
One day, Clifford saw some men digging up a tree. He thought it would be a nice Christmas tree for us.
That Christmas tree is almost the size of Clifford. And friends, if you don't know, Clifford is very, very big, isn't he, Philip?
Yeah.
He's bigger than a crane truck.
He's as big as a big old...
Yeah.
Ice.
He's as big as ice? Oh, like, you mean like... Like an iceberg?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
The tree was too
Not
big.
Not like a chunk. Mm-hmm. Just an iceberg.
Let's see what she says.
The tree was too big for our house, but it was just right for Clifford's.
Dog house.
So look, they put it in Clifford's dog house, and then they decorated it with what?
Bones.
With bones. Because dogs like to eat bones.
And every time it's a day, he eats a bone off of it.
That's a good way to pass the time.
When Clifford was taking a nap, my friends and I sneaked up on him with some mistletoe.
Uh-oh. Do you know what mistletoe means? Okay. So mistletoe is actually a weed, sort of. It's a flowering plant. It's actually kind of toxic, so you should never eat it. But people will hang it in their homes. And when you pass underneath the mistletoe, you're supposed to stop and get kissed by someone. Or someone can grab you and kiss you. So you never want to stop under the mistletoe with somebody unless you want them to smooch you. Smooch City.
I don't want to go under mistletoe.
No? Okay. Surprise! Who did they get? They have a little girl dog with a bow in her hair, and she's smooching him. That's funny.
At last, it was Christmas Eve. Clifford and I hung up his stocking. I put some presents under his Christmas tree.
Oh, look at this. She put a note on his presents that says, "Do not open until December 25th. Do you know what December 25th is? Christmas Day. So she's put his presents up and she has said you cannot open them until Christmas Day.
That night, when we were sleeping, Santa came. He landed on Clifford's roof. He walked around looking for a chimney.
Uh-oh. So Clifford's house is a doghouse, right? And he does not have a chimney, does he?
Yeah.
I've never seen a doghouse with a chimney, have you?
Mm-mm.
No. Oops! Oh no, what happened?
He fell.
Yeah, in the picture we see that Santa has found Clifford's house, has walked around on the roof. He's been looking for a chimney. He couldn't find one. And as he was looking, he slipped and fell into the big stocking that Emily Elizabeth had hung up on Clifford's house. So he is now inside of this giant stocking. And he says, "Help! Help! Get me out of here!" Clifford woke up. He heard someone calling for help.
Clifford helped. What a surprise.
Oh no! The bag of toys. It had fallen in Clifford's water bowl and the toys were ruined.
Oh, this is a terrible tragedy. Look at that. All of Santa's toys were in his bag, and when he fell into Clifford's stocking, his bag of toys fell into Clifford's water bowl, and they look disgusting.
Clifford felt terrible. He had to do something, so he offered Santa his own presents to give to the children. Santa smiled and patted Clifford. He told him not to worry. Then with a wave of his magic mittens, Santa made all the toys new again.
Wow. Those...
Look.
Well, he took the toys, put them in his bag, waved his magic. He used Christmas magic here. And then he made the toys not soggy and funky anymore. Now they're good to be given to children again. They're brand new again. Way to go, Santa. Quick thinking.
After leaving some toys at my house, Santa got back in his sleigh. He said goodbye to Clifford, and away he flew until next year. On Christmas morning, Clifford and I opened our presents. It was a wonderful day.
Oh my goodness. Clifford got a giant bone. It looks like a dinosaur bone. That's a huge bone.
And Clifford is a wonderful dog. He makes every day Christmas Day.
Oh, I feel like Emily Elizabeth really loves her dog, don't you? Yeah. And that is, of course,
Ben.